Well, gentlemen, I know that this is year 26 of your initiative here is the Homeless Week on the Streets. Just how excited are you guys and prepared are you guys for this upcoming week to be living on the streets?
I'm super excited. It doesn't feel like year one is what I've been kind of telling people is because we've been doing it so long with our dad and it's kind of normal. And so as we keep doing it, we get more used to it. But it's year one without dad. So that's going to be a different experience. But I'm excited.
Yeah, kind of like he said, it will be a little different, but we have done it for a few years now all together, and we're hoping to make some new traditions, try out some different things, and yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be good.
Why did you guys feel it was so important to carry on this tradition? Your dad did it for the first 25 years, and now it's almost kind of the next generation carrying on. I mean, why was it so important for you guys?
Well, again, growing up 25 years ago, my dad felt the need to give toys to children, and that's why this whole thing started. God put on his heart to come out onto the streets and live with the homeless to not only raise awareness for the homeless population, but to raise money to give toys to families in need for Christmas and food. And we've been a part of that for ever since we've been born, and so we want to carry that on. The kids still need toys. People still need to be aware of the homeless population in Buffalo, and so, yeah.
People always ask us like if we ever feel obligated and stuff sometimes because we just kind of grew up in it and it might be easy to feel that way, but really we caught the vision just like my dad did over 25 years ago, and we both feel like this is what we're supposed to do, and our cousins have joined us, and again ultimately just being able to raise that awareness and raise money to give to toys to kids that don't get toys or families that might not get food around this season is a great opportunity and a blessing to us as well.
For people that may not know what your initiative is all about, tell us about what it is and what you get out of this experience for the week.
Yeah, so we do this because of Boxes of Love. Boxes of Love is a program that we started again about 25 years ago. My dad started, and it's where we give toys and food to families that are in need, and anyone can help, which is great. But also in this experience, we learn about how a person lives on the streets. We build relationships. At our church, about four times a week, we actually are out in the downtown Buffalo feeding the homeless, building relationship with the homeless. And so we know a lot of these guys by first name basis, and they know us, which is a good experience. And so we know we're safe when we're out here, but also just living in another man's shoes is a definitely experience everyone should have.
You guys do these in the colder months, and it's kind of important. Why is it important to bring awareness to people, homeless people, during the winter, colder months?
Well, it's definitely tougher to be homeless during the colder months because, well, just you're fighting the elements and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like rain and getting wet and even snowy, your feet are getting wet and you're freezing. It's just a whole nother experience. Also, again, one of the main reasons we're doing this is to raise money so kids can have Christmas presents. And since we're creeping up on that year, Christmas season and stuff, it makes it a little bit easier for that as well.
Guys are going to be out here, and there's the potential for some of that bad weather later on in the week, maybe some snow coming in. I mean, what goes into the preparing for that, for the elements and anything else that you need to be able to be on the streets for a week?
Yeah, honestly, rain is the worst because you get wet and cold. Snow's not too bad. And so what we do to prepare is we make sure we're warm, right? We dress warm and we have the right stuff to sleep outside and everything. But ultimately, finding places to sit throughout the day to stay warm and finding good shelter to sleep under and all that thing, that's very important.
Yeah, sometimes you can't fight it. Sometimes you're just going to be cold, and that's the way it is, and you kind of have to tough through it. But yeah, we do our best to stay as warm as we can.
What has the interactions been like and conversations, and are they appreciative of your effort to help with this cause?
Yeah, most people, really, we kind of learned over the years of helping with my dad and going out with him is that everyone just wants to tell their story. And so we really go into these soup kitchens, and our goal is to sit with someone we don't know and learn their name and learn their story and why they're homeless. And a lot of times guys are just appreciative of that, of hearing their story and why. And you'll hear some things like it's not always due to addiction or something that is bad, but sometimes they just down on their luck and they got kicked out their apartment. And so then we're able to encourage them. And they're always thankful too, and we always make sure we have things to give away like socks and different items for them.
Tell us about how people can find out more about your initiative, how they can contribute, and those details when you're going to be out on the streets.
Yeah, everything that you need to know about Box of Love or the Dream Center is found on our website, buffalodreamcenter.org. And on there is how you can volunteer. And so especially from now until Christmas Eve, every day there's something that people can do. Wrap gifts, give out food, bag groceries, even give out toys is coming up. And so if they want to volunteer, it's very family friendly as well. We allow kids to come, families to come. We encourage actually families to come and bring everyone, a part of the family. And they come and they can volunteer, sign up to volunteer on our website, also give. If people say, I can't volunteer, but I can give, then you can also give on buffalodreamcenter.org.